he's done a nice job for us. Yeah, no, it is. It is nice. You know, it just tells me that I'm seeing the game the way I want to see it. To be able to check off there, we did a nice job. We picked up the pressure there, bringing corner blitz, and we checked the protection. Brandon had a nice pickup, and Greg ran a nice route to get open, and had a nice catch. It was on an underthrown ball, so that felt good, definitely.
Do you feel like you had good chemistry with your receivers? You know, kind of picked up where you guys left off last season, then?
Yeah, no, I've always felt like we've been on the same page, and those guys made some nice plays tonight. I think. Greg obviously had some good plays. JerMichael did a nice job for us. Donnelly had a big third down reception and stretched for a first down. And it's just a long way away from where we want to be, but I think this is a good start. And we'll watch the film and be critical like we always are, and hopefully be able to improve from this.
Aaron, in 3 years, have you ever picked up where you left off like that? I mean, you guys are seamless to start with on that second drive after the fumble.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're always trying to get into a rhythm offensively. Unfortunately, we had a turnover on the first play of our preseason, but we got into a rhythm in our offense, and protection was good. The receivers made plays, and we picked up some of the stuff they were doing, and we're able to make some checks.
Coach McCarthy was talking last week about how when a quarterback has experience like you've had, the receivers, the game can seemingly slow down.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this was a good start for me, the way I was thinking on the field. I always judge the way I'm feeling by what my thoughts are after I'm leaving the huddle. When I'm thinking about the adjustments I can make to get us in a good situation, when I'm thinking about, not thinking about what we're doing, and more on how I'm going to react to what I see on defense, that's when I know that I'm in a good place mentally, and the game is going to be coming pretty easy to me.
Is that something that when you first got the job didn't come so easily?
No, that takes experience and time and seeing different looks. But when you're in the mental state, I feel like that I was in tonight, the game definitely does come a little bit easier to me.
Aaron, the transition 2 years ago was so smooth that it's just gotten better. What was the key to making that?
Even
if you didn't have any kind of bumps in the road yet.
Yeah, hard work. 100%. It was hard work. I'm a full-time guy. I'm a March 15th to, every day in the OTAs kind of guy. And I think that pays off. The kind of time we spend in the meeting room with Tom Clements. I'm blessed to have a great quarterback coach. But the one-on-one time we spend in the offseason, I think, goes a long way. I mean, I've studied this offense for 5 years now, and try to become an expert at it, and spend a lot of time studying defense as well. So I think, just good old-fashioned hard work, physically and mentally, has paid off for myself and this offense.
You follow what's going on over Minnesota at all?
No.
Can you have any cares whether he comes back or not?
I mean, that has nothing to do with me and this team. So.
Speaking of the division, it is outside of Minnesota. It's a division of top young quarterbacks, now, isn't it?
Yep.
It's my story that you will help me out with that.
What's the question?
Throw one out at you, I guess. I guess I can throw one out.
No, that was more of a statement. But
what do you think of those two guys, Cutler and Gallagher?
I've got to know Jay a little bit. Jay's been great to my little brother who goes to Vanderbilt now. So he's definitely a buddy of ours. And I'm interested to see how the transition with Mike Martz and his offensive philosophy is going to go over there. He's definitely got a lot of talent, as does Matthew Stafford. He's got a big-time arm, and I think they did a nice job adding weapons to his arsenal on offense. And the division definitely is going to be strong.
Aaron, why were you so sharp? You were in mid-season form.
No, I felt pretty good tonight. We got a lot of weapons, though. I mean, when you can throw the ball to the kind of guys we can throw it to, it's going to be just on me to be accurate. And tonight, I think Mike allowed me to get in a good flow. And we're always talking about rhythm on offense, and the play calling, I really felt like, got us into a good rhythm. We were calling back-to-back passes and giving me freedom at the line of scrimmage to change plays. And I was just seeing the game pretty well, and guys were getting open.
Do you think that this team is going to become one where you're going to get into a lot of shootouts?
I hope not. I think we definitely have a lot of firepower on offense, but our defense is going to stop people. and we're confident in that. You know, we had a couple guys that didn't play a whole lot tonight, but you got to give credit to Jake. Jake played well. Seneca did a nice job. You know, they get paid too on that side. So, but you know, once we get to the regular season, I'm sure we'll do a little bit more on defense and offense, and hopefully be able to outscore teams and keep their points down.
When the defense does perform like that, it's eerily similar to the Arizona game. Does that put more pressure, though, on you, on the offense? Like, you feel like you have to, you know, score every time you get the ball?
Well, we feel like we should score every time we get the ball. I mean, with the, you know, every time we take that field, we're expecting to put points on the board. So it's just a matter of executing for us. You look at the mistakes we made tonight, we're, you know, most of them probably execution stuff that, you know, the effort was there. But, you know, we're executing the way we feel like we're capable of executing. It's tough to guard us. We have so many weapons, and we're diverse, you know, diverse formations and protections, and we're doing a lot of stuff in line scrimmage. So we feel like we're going to be tough to stop.
You're not worried about the defense?
No, I'm not worried about them. Not at all. They didn't show anything. They played 52 cuff all night. I mean, we're going to play a little different, I think, once the regular season starts. Both sides. I feel good. There was a good rhythm from the start, and you know, JerMichael made a couple plays early. Donnelly had a good first down catch to keep a drive going. We just, you know, when things are clicking like that, it's you start really feeling the play calling and feeling the reads, and then the game slows down a little bit for you.
Does this feel like a Super Bowl team? Are you guys in it yourself?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I don't really care about to answer that question. I'm